Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening into Psychic Talk Network's The Power of Three show, Hope, Healing, and Wisdom. I am your host, Psychic Medium Rose Fullhorst, along with my beautiful co-host, Spiritual Healer, Medium, and Teacher, Vivian Aubin. We will be taking your calls today all show long, and we will be talking about what you want to talk about. You can call in and join us and get a mini reading or ask a question or even make a comment on what's on your mind. You can call in by dialing 714-816-4628 and letting us know that you want to talk to us by pressing the number 1 on the keypad. You can also join us in the chat at the bottom of the player. Okay, so without further ado, let's get this party with spirit started, and let's welcome Vivian on. Vivian, are you there?
Yes, hi, Rose. Hi, everybody. Great to be here from Alberta, Canada, and it's beautiful. I'm sure it's beautiful in your neck of the woods, too, Rose, right? What's the weather like there?
Yeah, it stopped raining. Finally, we've been having a lot of flooding, and it's been crazy.
Oh.
And it's rained and rained and rained and rained, and today it's sunny, and it's only supposed to get up to about 85, which is quite warm, but it's not, you know, at least we don't have all the rain, and we can enjoy some of that. I know I'm going to do some work outside if I get a chance today. I'm pretty busy, so I doubt that happens, but... anyway, so yeah, so we got a show today, and we're going to be talking about anything that you want to talk about. But first, I think Vivian wants to talk about herself and what's going on with her. So, Vivian, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners?
Well, you know, I will be actually leaving this show with Rose. I've decided just because Tuesday is a really hard day for me with work as well, so this is going to be easier. So me and Rose have decided, Rose will keep the Power 3 on Tuesdays, and starting in the fall, I'll be taking some time off, but starting in the fall, we'll do another day with Hope, Wisdom, Healing. So we will be doing two separate shows, and we'll each be on one of them. So on Tuesday, I'll be leaving Tuesday, coming back another day in the fall. And it's been great on Tuesday with Rose and that, and it's just going to be awesome as well to be back with you in the fall. But I have to say with Rose, I really was honored being with her on this Tuesday show and with all you listeners. So it's been an honor as well.
I'm really going to miss you, Vivian. But like you said, you know, sometimes we get really busy and sometimes things happen and we don't have the time that we would like to, you know. And I know I've been on the radio for quite a few years, and I find it a struggle myself sometimes. I'm just a busy lady, and so are you. And so we understand, right? So, yeah. So what else did you want to say, Vivian? I didn't mean to cut you off, hon.
No, that's fine. You know, I was just thinking what you were saying about the weather, that there's a flooding and that. I've got a question which I think actually as spirit guides want me to ask this question so it can be answered for everybody, is when you're weathering something out, because we think of the weather is changing and fluctuating in that. So what's your best way, Rose, to when the weather changes, like you say with the flooding, that what's your best way to cope with that?
My best way to cope with it? What do you mean, spiritual?
If you're having trouble, because, anyway. I know I'm putting you on the spot.
I grew up here in the Midwest, and you know, I grew up on the Mississippi River and Missouri River, and you have a lot of flooding. So I mean, I just figure it's, you know, I just look at it as it's Mother Nature, and that's the way it is, and you know, I honor that, and I'm in awe of it, and I think it's beautiful, but I do get tired of the rain. And how do I handle that usually on those days? you know, if I'm not doing any work, you know, I'll do a lot of spiritual work here at home. I mean, I take salt baths, I'll sage my house, I'll find something to do. It's always, you know, that's my coping mechanism. And just like I said, I grew up in the Midwest, so I'm totally used to this. You know,
I think that's a beautiful way.
Yeah, it's Mother Nature. We're used to the tornadoes, and we've had a lot of those lately too, and the wind and the rain, and the, you know, that's just part of spring, and it's just been an extra wet spring. It's been an extra wet spring. It's been really rainy and stormy, and, you know, I'll be glad when it gets into summer and we don't have as much. We can enjoy the outdoors, because it does drive me crazy not being able to get outside, you know, and do what I want to do. I do like to spend time out there in nature.
That's a great answer. The reason I asked is because we don't have that. We don't have in Alberta, we don't have those tornadoes, and, well, not where I'm at anyhow, since I'm a lot of change in that, so it was a really good answer, and it's a beautiful way to remember just to go with the flow, like you're saying. It's Mother Nature, and you take advantage, and like you, I think you said the beauty and awe of everything, I think, is that, you know, just the beauty and the awe of everything, like you said. So great. Thanks, Rose, for that.
It teaches you that there's a higher, you know, a higher source there in charge, and you got to honor that. You know, there's not a whole lot you can do about that, right? So you just kind of honor it.
That's for sure.
So, Vivian, our show today is about, you know, just anything anybody wants to talk about. But I want to start that off because I've had something on my mind lately. So what I've had on my mind lately is I've noticed this reoccurring with my clients a lot. If you're a listener, you know, an avid listener of our show, you know, I do a lot of in-home readings, one-on-ones and parties and psychic fairs and classes. So I'm always with my students, my clients, my friends, and I've noticed lately something that's been going on. It's like everybody is letting go of relationships. In other words, they're either a love relationship or they're a friendship that's been going on a long time. There's a lot of that going on. I don't know if you've noticed that, but it seems like almost every one of my clients are having them issues, you know, or not issues. I won't say they're issues, because I believe that, I think this year, this time is about letting go of things, really, honestly. I think it's about letting go. And I think it's us learning to stand on our own. And I feel like we're moving towards that, that is, you know, that we're having to let go and learn to stand on our own. Wouldn't you agree, Vivian? Haven't you noticed that?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, and then the guys asked that question about the weather and the changing and going with the flow, and with when you think of flooding, Rose, what you're saying of flooding, it's just getting, you know, it's clearing in your life what you don't really need, and that
it's
makes
purging.
Total sense to me.
Yeah,
a purging, and then what's
it's
left
purging.
Is, you know, I'm being, you know,
rain
when people pan for gold.
Yeah,
and when people pan for gold, you know, they're shaking and they're looking for that gold, that diamond. And I think it's a lot of times with relationships, we're getting that superficial relationship and we're not doing the panning and getting to that deep relationship. And then people are realizing it and they're looking at their life and they're saying, okay, what am I missing? What don't I have? Yeah. So think of your relationship as panning for gold.
Right. And I think, yeah, you have to find that gold in there. There has to be that gold in there. And if it's not lifting you up and uplifting you, and that's a good message for today, because we get a lot of callers that, you know, they're worried about the relationships, and they call in and they're talking about the relationships. And it is, sometimes it is about letting go, you know, it really honestly is. And I have had, I couldn't tell you how many clients here recently just talking, you know, just having relationship problems in many aspects, not just, like I said, just love relationships as far as husband and wife or girlfriend or boyfriend, but friendships. And things like this. And I think it's the way of the world anymore. We have to learn to stand in our own power. And I think it's important for our listeners to know that. You have to stand in your own power. I like to say, be the person that you want to have in your life. In other words, be those people that you want in your life. Because if you're expecting that and you have assumptions of them, and you know what I mean, that they have to be a certain way, then you're looking at them in the wrong way. And we should be the person that we want in our life. In other words, if you expect them to be that way, you should be that way. You know what I mean? We shouldn't expect out of others what we can't do ourselves. And
yeah.
And I think that goes a long way. You know what I mean? Just saying that, because I really honestly think that we have to find that divinity, that power within, in order to uplift ourselves. So, you know, we live in a society where the society says, you know, you have to do things a certain way and you have to be a certain way, and we live to please others. And then when we live to please others all the time, we make ourselves very unhappy, because we can't find that oneness within, that divinity within, and that power within that makes us, that keeps us on a high vibrating level, that keeps us, you know, keeps that divinity high, to where you can use it, to where you can help yourself, to where you can be a medium, to where you can be a psychic, to where you can go and run that business, that faith, that hope, that beauty within, you know. And that's the way I feel about it, really, honestly.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we're finding each other, you know, we're finding ourselves. And trying to find that oneness within, so that we can, you know, keep ourselves up when society says, oh, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough. You know, you can fall back on yourself. And I think that really is, I mean, I am a religious person, so I'm going to say I think that really is God's point right there, is finding who you are within and being able to hold your power and hold yourself up, hold your energy up. And when others bring you down, or when society brings you down, and I've seen a lot of that, and I you know, people tend to grasp onto other people to do that for them, when actually, if they just looked inside, it's right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, yes. You're always looking for something that's missing inside. You do it subconsciously, right?
We're reaching and grabbing for others' approval.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that right there is our biggest mistake, because, you know, we have everything we need right here. You don't have to reach and grab outside of yourself, right? And you don't have to do that. And if you take that divinity within and you build that yourself and that power in yourself, then you have all the faith and hope and everything you need to propel you forward, so you don't have to rely on other people to do that. And you see a lot of women out there that you know, they get out of one relationship and into the next. And when they do that, you know, they go right into the next relationship. Then what happens there is they bring the same baggage into the next relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wonder why it doesn't work out. Well, you didn't heal from the first problem. Why would you, you know, why would you bring it into the next? And you see a lot of that happening. You know, and our expectations of what we think people should be, and our expectations of what other people think we should be. You know what I mean? It's, you know, that's something that I've seen a lot of. And I just wanted to say it, because I know we get a lot of callers on the show here that are going through that. And I just want them to know that they're not alone. I think everybody is, including myself, you know, even if it is letting go a show until you can do it at a better time, Vivian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You get what I'm
saying?
You
mentioned something, Rose. What you mentioned, finding that divinity within. What's your best way to find that, so that we can share that with the listeners?
Well, we just go within. I mean, when we are working on ourselves, we're trying to, you know, we look at the issues that we're going through and the things that bother us the most. We confront that, and we look at the ego, and we look at where all of that began. And then when we get to that point, we can see our own issues. Say, for instance, you have a relationship, and the same thing keeps reoccurring in every relationship that you have. You need to go back to the childhood. You need to look at the childhood, because the childhood's going to tell you where that started. And then you need to heal all of that from that point on, because that is ego, and that, you know, and you need to keep in mind, too, it's a different time than it used to be. you know, back in the 50s, 60s, they had a way that they lived their life. And a lot of us were raised back then, 50s, 60s, 70s. I'm telling how old I am here.
We're in the same boat.
Right. You look at the time, and you look at how the times have changed from then until now. This is the age of Aquarius, and so this is very much, more modern times and more way of more open way of looking at things, you know. And we can't live by those old standards and those old ways. It's too confining. It's not who we really are, you know. And when you look at the issues that you have in your life, and you look back on them, and you just heal them, and you confront your own, you know, your own problems. Because I mean, I think every time I have a problem, the first thing I do is, okay, what was my part in that?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
is it me? Is it them? You know, I don't try to judge anybody. I try to look at what I could learn from that.
Yeah,
Right, because there's no going back. And secondly, you know, you need to live in the present and deal with whatever you can deal with right now. Don't worry about the future. It'll take care of itself, you know. Do the best you can. And that's kind of how I deal with it. The going within is more or less looking at my own life and my own things and my own issues, rather than blaming other people for what I've, you know, for what's happened in my life.
Yeah.
Kind of like the weather.
Learning, yeah.
You can't deal with it. You know, the weather's its own entity. You just let it be, right?
And
you know, there's nothing I can do about that. So just got to make the best of it. You make the best of everything that you have, and you move on, because in this process of letting go of people, places, and things, you know, you just have to do that sometimes. You just have to let go and face the fact that it's not going to work out. Or, you know, if it's a family member, and I've seen a lot of this too, if there's a family member there, and they're your mother, father, whoever they are, if they are non-productive to your life, if they drag you down constantly, make you feel bad about yourself, distance yourself from them if you want to keep involved in their life. Distance yourself from them. Set your boundaries. You know what I'm saying? And you can love them from afar, okay? You really can.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes in little amounts, it's easier. Easier. Little amounts of connecting, it's easier.
Yeah, I mean, I've had some very painful things happen to me in my lifetime where I've had to actually disconnect from a family member, and if the person comes around, I spend time with them, but if they're not around, I mean, I don't spend a lot of time with them. If it's a family get-together, I'm social, right? But outside of that, I don't really... You know, if there's a birthday, I'll say happy birthday, you know, but that's, and I'll say I love you, but I don't have to share my life with that person. That's my point, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to, just because they're a parent or a family member doesn't mean that you have to put up with what they're giving you, right? If they're bringing you down and dragging you down. It's a fact, too, that the top three people that you hang around are who you're going to grow from, right? So be very careful about who you hang around. If they're negative people and you're trying to get into a positive state, you need to separate yourself from them and get into the positive group of people, you know, because we are, you know, who we hang around. We really are a lot. That does happen, right? Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
At least that's my view of that, okay? So for you listeners out there, that's my view, right? But I honestly do feel like that there's a lot of that going on, you know, and I just wanted to make our listeners feel better. But that's what's on my mind. Vivian, what's been on your mind lately?
Just to add to what you were saying, Rose, naturally, I'm good what's on my mind. We'll go to the callers after. But just to add to what you had to say, you were saying my way to connect with my divine within, my divinity within, is actually, you know, what I've done for years. And it's, to me, the easiest way was Reiki. And I know also, Rose, you're a Reiki master as well.
Yes, yes. And that will help you. Yes, like everything like
yeah,
that
because sometimes,
helps you
yeah.
go with it.
Yeah, you don't know where to, just if, and I've got a feeling some listeners are thinking, well, I don't know how to connect with the divine within. And so I really recommend learning, you can, you know, you can pray, you can do that as well, but I got really an affinity to Reiki because I wasn't a person who meditated, but Reiki brought me to where I am today because I allowed surrender and let go. And like that flooding that we were talking about at the beginning, it allows that, and it allows you to go deep where you need to do to for that healing. It actually guides you. Like you were talking about past lives, Rose. You were talking about childhood memories. And that Reiki, I found, allowed me to go where I needed to go. So like that flooding and the river and that just flow. And then you're going to get that gold you're panning for. So on that note, we'll go to the first caller. And that's area code 216. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing this afternoon?
Good. How are
Pretty
you?
Pretty good.
This is Desmond.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Desmond. So, Desmond,
hey.
What's on your mind today?
I was calling for a mini reading, but before that, I was talking about letting go, and it kind of goes with what's going on in my life. And I had a female friend I had, we was real close soulmates, but it just came to a point where I knew I just had to let go and something else better for me. But it came to a point where I had no choice but to let go. Yeah.
And Desmond, sometimes that's about finding yourself, you know, finding
right.
what you want. Sometimes we think what we need is in somebody else. And really what it is, it's within you. I think I like to ask my clients this question a lot is, if you had everything in the world, money, a good job, would you still want that person in your life? And most of the time they'll say no. So what they're looking for, you know, we look for something in everybody that we have a relationship with. And what they're looking for, what they're missing, they see in that other person. So they cling to that other person to get that. And actually that's something that they have to find within themselves. So you understand that.
Yes.
And sometimes a soulmate, people get this confused. There's soulmates and there's twin souls. Twin souls are somebody that's with you from the very beginning that goes in and out of lifetimes with you to teach you the biggest lessons and usually the most hurtful lessons because they love us so much from the other side that they're dedicated in helping us to learn that lesson so that we can grow spiritually. That's a twin soul. A soulmate is somebody who you live every lifetime with almost, and they teach you something, but they're in and out of your life. That doesn't mean that just because they're a soulmate, they're going to stay. Your brother's your soulmate. Your sister's your soulmate. Your mother's your soulmate, right? So your friends are your soulmates. So sometimes we have to let go of them also. And remember that they are what, you know, the biggest thing is, what did that relationship with that girl teach you about yourself that made you grow?
Well, the first thing was self-love, and that was the main, self-love. Yeah.
That's the going within right there. That's what that is, Desmond. See, you already got that. That's, you know, that's the best question to ask yourself, you know, is what did I learn from that relationship that made me a better person? Because even the worst relationships teach you the biggest lessons.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, right. And you can always, and that's with anything. That's not just with love relationships. That's with anything in life. You know, anything that's negative. You just got to look at the good in it. Like the floods. The flowers will grow better. The fields, will grow better. Eventually when they dry out, you know, these things grow better. It creates new life. So it's a good thing. So you look at the positive. Come back, right? So
right.
You understand that completely. And thank you for sharing that. What was your question now? You had said you had a question. You wanted a mini reading?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, some specific. What do you do you see me? Because the job I'm at is just for like paying bills right now. I just started, but do you see me getting something off the ground, like my cleaning business, or?
I honestly, I'm glad you. I knew it had something to do with a job, and I do see you working very hard to make the money you need right now. You know, it is up in the air because you're not really sure what you want to do, right? So focus more on what you want to do and how you want it, how you want your business to be run. Just see yourself actually in that position where you have everything you need. Think about that. What would I? You know, I always tell my clients too, ask this question of yourself. And the question is, what would it be like if my business was exactly the way that I wanted it to be? In other words, what would I do? What would I invest in? How would I expand it? See yourself doing all those things and write it down, because that'll help you to focus on exactly what you want. That way you'll know, right? And then also, I do see you've taken a step to do that, right? You've taken a step towards your business, right? And that's, you know, showing the universe that you really want this, right? And showing the spirit world. So they're going to aid you in that. So I do see you moving past your struggles, and I do see you moving. You've taken a step, and I see you looking towards the future. So I see this is coming for you, right? As long as you focus on what you want. Does
okay.
that help, Destin?
Yes.
Vivian, do you have anything for Desmond that you would like to say?
That sounds great. I would just add that, remember that penny for gold? Desmond, you are that gold nugget. And I feel with this this love that you just had, it was just the timing, and it wasn't the right time, because I feel that the connection, like you're just saying, to work more on your the cleaning. It's almost sometimes I feel your energy is being pulled by both. So it just wasn't the right timing. And, I can see that gold nugget inside of you, and it's just going to get bigger and bigger when you focus on yourself and when you allow things just to happen as they happen. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Go with the flow, like the river.
Yeah, that's right. We're all panning for gold today.
You're
doing good.
Really, honestly, honey, it sounds like you're moving forward in the direction you're supposed to be going forward in. And I think the universe will support you 100%. Matter of fact, I know the universe will if that's what you're doing. And I do feel like you're listening to your intuition. And so I'd keep moving forward because I do see growth.
Okay, so just keep moving towards the...
Yeah.
Keep moving towards what you want and keep focused on it.
And your gold nugget inside. That's who you are. Okay?
All right.
Keep
us informed, okay? We may have
okay.
different shows, but keep us informed, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Justin, you have a good day.
Keep listening. Keep listening. We'll just put you on mute. I got a feeling there'll be more messages coming through. And I got a feeling, Rose, through all these messages, even what we're talking at the beginning, is all in relation to everybody that's going to be listening to this call now and later. I just, you know, there's no coincidence,
definitely.
As we say, right? Okay,
right.
So now
there's
we're going
no
to area. Area code 256. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Kimberly. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
How can we help you? What's your question or comment?
My question is about my son. His name is Micah. He's in college here in Georgia. He started out in Alabama because he had a scholarship. He doesn't want to go back to college in Alabama where he has a scholarship. He wants to stay here in Georgia. And he's 21, and I don't know – if he
what
sees.
A good number.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, if he's going to get it and understand that, you know, it may be better for him to go back to Alabama, or does he need to stay in Georgia? I just want him to understand that I want him to grow up to be a great man. And to me, it's almost like he's using me as a safety net.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about your son, because I'm going to tell you what. He's a go-getter, okay? I really honestly feel like he's a go-getter. He comes from a lady who's a go-getter, so you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you've established your life quite well. You've done quite well. Okay. Are you alone? Are you divorced?
Yes.
If you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, I'm divorced.
You've learned to,
yeah.
Okay, so first of all, you've learned to let go. And you've learned to take care of him on your own. And that's why it bothers you, because you don't want to see your kids struggle at all.
Right.
But
right.
Also, when I laughed and I said the 21, right? With the,
yeah.
The 21, if you add that together, of course, it's a 3. And we know all about the 3, don't we, Vivian? So the
yeah.
Is, it's a number of balance, for one, but it's also a number of, I want to say, completion, because it's showing a step forward, right? And
mm-hmm.
I do creation. It's a number of creation. So that number 3 is all about creating your own life. He's 21. He's capable of creating his own life, Mom. All right?
Right.
I'm going to tell you that right now. I understand that you want to advise him and be there for him, but you need to allow him to be him, because he has to take care of himself, and he has to find himself just as you did. Okay?
Okay.
I feel
okay.
like there's, you know, there's so much hope with him. You know, he's such a positive thinking, present person, okay?
Yes.
I do feel like, you know, and he can empathize with others because he's been through a lot in his own life, okay? And I do feel like he, is he going into counseling or something like that? Because I feel like he's very much, very understanding of other people.
No,
and circumstances.
Like that major, so he's changed his major about 3 times. One of them was psychology.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't like it.
Well, honey, because I'll tell you why. Because that's not coming from the spiritual side. That's coming from the physical.
Oh,
He's more of a spiritual, heartfelt person, right?
Okay.
And I think
okay.
it's a means to an end. I think he's exploring. I think he's stepping up. He's taking steps. So, yeah, he got into psychology, realized that he wants that spiritual aspect of that. And in psychology, it's more of a physical thing. So it's you know, because I studied psychology, too, so I totally get it.
Oh, okay.
But I do feel like he needs to go more for somewhere where he can help somebody. In other words, he has to come from the heart. He has to come, you know, he's just that feeling humanitarian. Type person. He's got a lot of love to give too, and it has to come
yeah.
from his heart. And I don't think you have anything to worry about, because I think you raised him right.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've shown him a lot of different aspects. You've taught him a lot about people, and you've taught him a lot about surviving and moving forward on your own just through your experiences. This boy has seen this.
Okay.
And
okay.
struggle makes us stronger, because struggle teaches us to look at the good in it,
right?
And take it away,
right?
And teaches us
right.
what we want. And some, you know, we're here, we've lived thousands of lifetimes, okay? And so it, the purpose of that is so that you can come down and experience every aspect of life itself, and, you know, and relation to other people in relation to just life itself. And so we mimic that too, you know, throughout our lifetime here, we mimic that. So we have to live through experience. We have to learn through experience. So if you never let your son experience his own mistakes, then he will never learn.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Mom, I don't think you have anything to worry about. Stop worrying, okay?
Okay.
I know
okay.
this. I did it myself. I raised a lot more than 3 children, but with my 3 children, I did that, and I learned I had to let go. God told me one day, I was fighting with my daughter, and I was crying, and I said, she just won't listen to what I tell her. what am I going to do? God, help me with this. And he said, Rose, he said, I'm going to tell you right here. He said, how many times have you made me feel that way? Yeah. Okay. There was no going back from that. I have never, ever had an argument with my daughter since then. And that is the honest to God.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right. That's profound, isn't it?
Yes, it
is. So he allows us to live our own lives. So we should let, you should let your son live his own life. He's 21. He's at the age of creation. He's beautiful. He has a good soul and a good heart, and that's what really matters. My kids all turned out to be in the medical field, and I'm so proud of them, and I was so worried about them. You know, and that just goes to show you that he's going to be wonderful, and you're going to be very proud of him.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey.
All I was attempting to do was just give advice, and you said the key word, I have to let go, because I think I try to, like, instead of giving him advice, give him directions. And it can't be direct.
Because we don't want our kids to suffer through the same problems we do, because we love them. But if you look back at all the mistakes you've made in your life and the problems, the things that you've done, what have you learned from that? You wouldn't be you.
Agreed.
You wouldn't be as strong as you are, right? So
yes.
We have to learn. We have to let go, especially at the age of 21. That's how old my daughter was, by the way. So,
wow.
There you go. There you go. Vivian, do you have anything to add to that?
I think that's beautiful. That's beautiful reading. I would just leave it like that. And like you said, you've got good, strong shoulders, Kimberly. So it's he'll just see that as well. You're a perfect role model for him. It's beautiful reading, Rose.
Thank you very much. That really helped. Thank you.
Well, wonderful, honey. That's what we're here for. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
Keep listening. I'll just mute you for now. Beautiful reading, Rose. And that's probably answering a lot of questions for a lot of people out there with kids. So next caller is area code 225. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. How are y'all?
Good. How are
Pretty
you?
Pretty good. How are you? She must be Southern. She said y'all.
Like that.
Oh, I am. I'm from Louisiana.
See? That's wonderful. And what's your name?
My name is Kim.
Another Kim. Hi, Kim.
We just had a Kimberly.
Yeah. I love that name. One of my best friends' names, Kim. He has a good vibration to it. So, Kim, how can we help you?
Well, y'all are talking about relationships, and I did break up with someone early February, but I'm having a hard time letting go of that relationship. I'm just wondering if there would be a reconnection.
Okay. Well, that's up to you.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. So, what did, you know, first of all, like I said, I'm just going to give you some advice here. I'm not going to play mom. But I definitely think, Kim, that you need to look at why you're so attached to that person. What is it in you that you need from that person?
I don't know. We just had a very strong, strong connection.
Yeah, because sometimes we're too attached. I do see you holding on to that person, but I think you know what's up in your heart. I think you know what you need to do. And I know that you're going to have lots of struggles ahead with this person if you decide to go back with them, if you decide to reconnect with them. There is a possibility, but I know you're going to have lots of struggles. There's always going to be struggle with them. Now, that's what I said. It's totally up to you whether you want to stay with that person or not, or whether you want to get back with that person.
Yeah, I mean,
he started dating someone else. Right. Well, then that's a clear sign that he probably doesn't want to be with you if he's dating somebody else, to be honest with you.
Right. And I mean, is there a connection with them?
If he does, honey, it's because he's latching on to you for something that he can't get from that other person. And you don't, you need to respect yourself and understand yourself first before you can get into a relationship. Like I said before, it is about letting go. And about letting go, you do need to get and look at yourself and see what it is that draws you to him. What is it? It can't be just, there's got to be something that, you know, you're attached to in him, because everybody that we have a relationship with in our life is for some reason. It may be a very selfish reason, but it is for a reason. And maybe it's because you like, he uplifts you. Or maybe it's because, you know, he makes you feel secure. Maybe it's because, you know, just things like that. Maybe he reminds you of somebody. You need to, this is something you need to look at. You need to look at the relationship and what it taught you. What was the best thing that it taught you, Kim, about yourself that made you grow?
I finally opened up to somebody, and I haven't in many years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. It's opening you up. That's a good thing. It's giving you the possibility, right?
Yeah, so, I definitely opened up to him and haven't. And he's seeing somebody else, and I'm seeing someone else right now, but my guy will not go past friendship, and I know that. I don't want it to go past friendship.
Well, do you blame him if you're thinking and feeling? You know what? This is the thing people don't understand. We can, you know, everybody has gifts, and everybody can feel vibrations. And I know that you can feel exactly where and what you need to do with this. Okay, because
with
you're
the one I'm with now?
Person. Yes, both situations. Because the more you're stuck in that energy of the past relationship, the more you're going to express it in the one relationship that you're in. This is why you need to find who you need to be first. And that's also why, in order to move forward, that's why you need to become the person you want to be. The person you want in your life. That's why. Because, like I
know,
said,
I just,
you can't expect.
I mean, I think about him when I wake
way.
Up and when I go to bed.
Well, and that could be, you know, because you were with him for so long. It's just just an attachment to that person. So you have to learn how to cut cords with that. You have to learn how to. You can ask Archangel Michael come in and full moon and ask you to help cut those cords from that, the emotions to that person, the attachment to that person. You can take salt baths with sea salt and cup of sea salt, cup of baking soda, hot water, and immerse yourself in it and see it releasing from you. You can sage your home. There's so much you could do to get that physical and that spiritual connection undone. You understand? And then you have to change your way of thinking about it, you know, because if you're constantly thinking about the ex, like I said, it's going to project in any relationship that you have, and you'll be one of these women that has more than one relationship that's exactly like the other. Why does this person mistreat me? Why does this person cheat on me? Why does this person disrespect me? Well, because you allow it, and you keep allowing it, and you haven't cleared it out. You understand? So if you want relationships to work in the future, you need to take a good look at what you're learning from it and use that. And what relationships teach us what we want. You understand? So what are the good points that he had the past, right? What are the good points? And what would you want? What good points in him would you want in this other person? You know what I'm saying? But don't think of the bad points, because if you think of the bad points, you're going to attract those.
Right. So is he going to stay with the girl he's with now?
You know, he may bounce back and forth, because I don't think the man has any respect, to be honest with you. And I definitely think that if you go back with him, and I'm telling you right now, this is, I'm giving you straight up. I don't fluff, okay? There's rough waters ahead with him. If you get back with this man, you're going to have problems. That's up to you what you want to do. I can't tell you what to do. You know what I'm saying? I can only tell you what I see, and that's what I see. And I hope that helps, hon.
Yeah, it does. I appreciate it.
Vivian, do you have some help for her? Or do you have some
well,
you want to add
right,
to that?
Right, yes. right off the beginning, I knew about the cutting cords, and then you kind of you mentioned that as well, Rose, which is awesome. Kim, the thing is, if we don't cut cords, we don't release relationships. You can imagine everybody that we've been intimate with or had love for, and they're gone. It's almost it stays in your energy field. It stays there and stays there. And that's how sometimes I can't get that person out of my mind because it's stuck there. You know how the saying goes, if you love somebody, set it free. If it come back, it's yours, right? It's true love. But the problem with that, we can say, okay, I'm setting them free, but unless we do it energetically in our body, it's not really setting them free because it's kind of stuck there, and it's not the best thing for us. So if you want to right now, do you want to be able to cut cords? I'll do a thing with you to cut those cords. And the listeners, I think every listeners need to hear this as well. Because any boyfriend.
That'd be great.
Love attachment. Okay. So I want you just to be yourself right now. And the big thing when we all, the main chakra is all obviously the heart area. And then our pelvic region is where we're attachment to them. And so just imagine those, put your hand on your heart and put your hand on your pelvic region as low as you can go. Okay. And now I want you to imagine a beautiful yellow light, and just imagine it. And if you can't see it, that's okay. You just say, beautiful yellow light surrounds me, all around me. And that light connects me to the divine creator, the source, whatever your belief in the universal energy. Now, I want you to know that because you cut cords doesn't mean that you're sending them out forever. But what it does mean is that you're giving them a clear disconnect, meaning that if they do come back to you, they're going to come back to you on their own. It's not because you've had this cord that it's like a slinky that goes back and forth and there's no real connection. It just stuck there. You understand that, Kim?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Okay. So now I want you just to rotate your hand on your heart. Just rotate it. We're going clockwise. So just move that. Just go clockwise. And actually this cutting the cord is coming direct from the spirit guides. And then the hand on your pelvic region, just go the other way. So basically, you're going the opposite way. Because sometimes we need a physical disconnect as well as an energetic disconnect. And this is what the guides are telling me you need as well. So one hand's turning one way, the other hand's going the other way. It's very easy. Now that yellow, you know that yellow is going within you. It's going within your heart and within your pelvic region. So it's filling up in your heart and your pelvic region. And I'm doing this with you as we go. I think everybody needs this because I don't think none of us actually know this. Everybody needs it. And now that yellow is going to spread throughout your whole body. Spreading throughout your whole body. And we're sending this all out to all the ones that we need to disconnect from. And it's not that we're not sending them love. It's just they need to stand on their own 2 feet as we need to stand our own 2 feet. So we just keep rotating our hands and that yellow is going throughout our heart body. And now we know that yellow is completely covering our body and that we're just like a mass yellow bubble is what we are. We're just completely filled with that yellow. And then we know that yellow now becomes that bubble around us. It becomes like a fire. And it's a gentle, friendly fire, so it doesn't hurt you in any way. But it just cuts all the cords that no longer serve you. It just cuts them all up. And it's cutting them all for your highest good. And the highest good of your ones that you were connected with. Because also they need to stand on their own 2 feet. And that way, when they come back to you, they'll come back with you as themselves. They won't come back with you with any preconceptions, what they thought you were or you thought they were. They'll come back to you more whole, more complete, and with less baggage. Okay, so that fiery is all around you. It's cutting all the cords you need to. And it's also cutting all the cords to any of the other energy centers in your body. And now we send love to the universe. We stop moving our hands. And we send love to ourselves. We're getting love from the universal source, the creator, God. Coming with us is filling us with love, knowing that we are never alone, that we have all the strength and the divinity within us to who we need to be. And then we give a thank you, and we're done. How was that, Kim? Is that easy to follow?
Thank you so much. Yes,
you're very welcome.
Followed every step.
Yeah. Awesome. And everybody, listeners out there, also, if you've missed a step, realizing that you want to do this, remember it'll be on the replay, which you can also get at www.psychictalk.net/shows. And Kim, thank you for being brave and letting us do this on air. And it was straight from the spiritual guides. I've cut cords many ways, and this is a new way. So you're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
And you're very welcome.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful, Vivian. Kim, thank you again.
Thank you. I'm going to stay on and listen.
Thank you.
All right. Great. Good luck to you.
The spiritual guides, they're out there. They're so smart. They know exactly what we need at what time we need. Okay, so how are we doing for time? Good. So let's go to area code 631.
Hello, ladies. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hello. Pretty good. How are you?
Yeah.
And what is your name?
I'm doing
pretty
good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from Long Island, New York. My name is Rose.
Okay.
Oh, a Rose.
Beautiful name.
Yes, I know.
Roses are always good luck for me. Anytime I hear the Rose name, I know it's good luck. So bring me good luck,
good
Rose.
Luck. That's good.
How can we help you? Do you have a question, a comment, or what's on your mind today?
Well, the comment is I did the cord cutting, so that was good. I know we all need to do that. So that was good. I was following along. I guess I was just wanting to see what you saw with my career, if you see it improving. I guess that would be a question, my question.
Okay. First, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So you've been going through some releasing, right?
Yes. For a long time.
In a relationship. Yeah. I'm telling you, everybody that has called in is going through that. It's something that we're all going through right now. It's a way of finding yourself. And I think the whole job thing, this leads into the job thing, right? I think it's a way of finding yourself. I think you're so talented, lady, that you don't know what you want, really, honestly. And I think you need to focus on that. I think that's where the confusion and the self-doubt's coming in, right? I think there's, first of all, the spirit world. I know spirit world saying there's so much going on with you right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
lots
there always
stuff.
Is.
Right. And I think it's hard to focus. How can you focus on one thing at a time? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to focus on one issue at a time. And solve that, and then come back to whatever, you know, because it's wherever we are wanting to go, we have to focus on that. And if you have 1,000,000,000 things going on, then I do see in the future that you do. You're just one of those people. You got to tackle everything at once, don't you?
Yeah, I tend to do that. I don't know if I finish everything. I don't finish them, but I try to tackle them. Yeah, I have a hard time focusing on one thing at a time.
You're not finding a balance. Right, you're not finding a balance. And it's really, I think you're really down on yourself because of it. And so you need
to... Yeah,
well,
I want to accomplish more. Yeah, I always want to accomplish more than I do. Yeah.
You want to accomplish more. But you don't want to accomplish... This is the problem. You don't want to accomplish too much. You get one of our... Not try to do so much. That's what I meant. Not try. You don't want to try to do everything at once. You need to slow down a little bit and focus one thing at a time and figure out where you want to go with it before you start on another. I think that's the main issue with the job. I think that there's so much going on around you that you can't focus on how you need to do things with that or where you want to go with that. So let me ask you, where do you want to go with that?
Well, I'd like to make enough to be on my own, you know, and be successful at that, what I do.
Right. And I think it is about balancing. First of all, it's about balancing your finances. I think there's issues there, and you need to work through those. I think that's the main focus right now. Right. I think you need to understand that everybody can do it. And that everybody has done it, and they survive through it,
right?
And you will survive through this, and you just need to set your mind that what you need to do, right? You need to sit down. Right. How much money do you need? You know, think about that. Think about how you can get that money, how you can get out on your own. You know, different options. Take your time to sit down and write that down and think about it, right? And know the direction that you want to go before you, you know. We have to have a plan. You have to have a plan. You can't just go. You can't just go shooting. You know, just doing it. You have to have a plan, right?
Right. That's true.
It's like I know. You know, I make pretty good money at what I do, but also on top of that, you know, I am married, so that does help. And if my husband and I were to split up for any reason, I have a plan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. If that ever happens, I have a plan. I already have it figured out what I'm going to do, where I'm going to go, if that ever happens. Not that I'm expecting that to happen, but I have a plan. And you know, any good, you want your future to turn out good in finance and you want to get out on your own, then you need to have a plan. You need to sit down and write it out, honey. You need to figure out what you want to do. Or are you going to find employment? I think you will, but I don't think you'll be happy in that job, because if you keep going the way you're going, trying to do everything at once, and you're confused, you know?
Right. Yeah, I got you. I understand what you're saying. Okay.
And that's what I see anyway. I do see more of the same if you don't sit down and figure out what you want to do and where you want to go and how you want to do it. You know, I know that's easier said than done, but it's the truth, okay? It's just the truth. It's just the way it is. And I do see in the future that you will have more chaos if you don't. So that's what I do see. Okay?
Right.
So I hope that helped you. And just know that you know, you're part of this show today. And this show is about letting go and releasing, right?
Right.
Relationships, positions, places, jobs, things like that don't serve you. Is where you're at, is it serving you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it serving you where you're at? I mean, as far as your home, your job, all of that, is it serving you? If it's not serving you, then you need to release it and let go.
Yeah.
Let it flow in the direction it needs to go instead of trying to fight against it, because, you know, that just causes more chaos. So, honey, I hope that helped you, right?
Yeah, that helped. Yeah, it does. Thank you very much.
I hope that helped you. Vivian, do you have any advice or anything?
Kim, it's interesting. Yeah, for the first thing to know where you're going, Kim, is being grounded. And it's interesting, the cards that I flipped for you, they were reverse order, Four of Flames and the Water Dragon. Those are to do with being structured and grounding, and the Water Dragon is about emotion and obstacles. They were both upside down. Oh. So what I would ask is, are you grounding? Do you ground yourself?
No, I'm not sure how to do that, though. How do you ground yourself?
So how do you ground yourself? I find the easiest, like Rose will say often, walking in nature and you know, being to the ground, if you like, being outside. But I also imagine, I just say, okay, I know I've got two ropes, imaginary ropes tied around my ankles, and I'm putting them right in the center of the earth, tying them to a rock. And I keep, and remember the power of three. See it, feel it, know it, and it's done. So you say at least three times. I would do that at least three times a day for you, because after those cards, because with those cards upside down and without the grounding, you have to know where you're going. To know where you're going, you have to know where you are, and that's grounding. Because without that, it's like the wind. We get blown around and that, and we're not quite, you know, steady where we're. So we do have to know where we are, and that's the grounding. So before any decisions, you do that at least, and then you're grounded. And I would be doing this at least a week, and before making any decisions as well. Because without the grounding, you're kind of just a follower. But with the grounding and with that, you're the wise owl. You're the one that stands out, and then you're connected to spirit. But you need to be the connection to spirit. You need to know where we are. You need to be grounded. So really focus on that grounding and send that energy to Mother Earth, and because you have no trouble connecting with spirits. Does that make sense to you?
No.
You don't have any.
See
you have no trouble connecting. Okay. Because I see your feet off the ground. I don't see you have any trouble. But when our feet are off the ground, we're not to make a decision. We're not sure what to make, like Rose has been saying to you. We have to know what we want and what to make. And to know that, we first have to be grounded in where we're at. And then we can see what our choices are. And you need to do this at least a week. But I'm saying no decisions for at least a week. And make this part of your everyday, like brushing your teeth, you know, it has to be part of every day of you, at least three times a day, the power of three. So do that, and then things
okay.
will change for you. Okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Thank
and
you very much,
okay.
lady.
You're very
well,
welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
When my feet's on the
keep
ground.
Keep listening.
So, yeah, with her feet on the ground, it's beautiful. I'll just go up to what the upcoming shows are. So tomorrow, with your host Charlotte Kornberg and Dax Carlisle, they're doing. They have a special guest, Christy Reiki Master Mary Brown. So that's Wednesday, May 29th. All the times and past shows and upcoming episodes on www.psychictalk.net. And on Thursday, May 30th, it's Stephanie Guided Tarot. That's readings all show long with Stephanie Mayo. On Friday, May 31st, that's with your host, Dr. Rose Carlisle, Dr. Dax. No, I just put those two names together. That's funny. Now you guys are married. We are talking relationships, you know. I'll try that again.
Yes.
Dr. Rose Wilkerson and Dr. Dax Carlisle and Kathy Shogren, and they're talking on the Soul Realignment Series, Property Realignment. So that's next on Friday as well. On Saturday, June 1st, it's a Mystical Musing Show with host Mary Brown, and she's talking about mystical life coaching. On Sunday, June 2nd, that's Angelic Rem Show with your host Sharon Rapsick and Maria G. Moss and Dax Carlisle, and they're doing angel messages, open lines, and mini readings. On Monday, June 3rd, it's the premiere show with Janix Fuchs, and it's a Wisdom of Your Soul show, and she has a guest co-host, Dax Carlisle. So you're gonna, that's her premiere show. Janice was on with Rose, actually, quite a few years, right, Rose?
Yeah, we used to have a show together, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
great
we sure
as well.
Did.
And then you're back here, what's that? Oh, yeah, Monday as well, on Monday. So just after, the first show is with Janice, and then right after it's with Catherine Hahn. And it's called Compassionate Light, and she's talking about understanding your power within series wrap up, stepping into your power. So kind of, this would go really well when we were talking today as well. So it's really good. And on Tuesday you're back with Rose, as well. And then I am. We'll see you guys in the fall. And that. So any last words, Rose?
Just remember to let go, everyone. It's okay to let go, even family, friends, whoever it is. You don't have, like I said, you can love them from afar. Just don't let anyone take your power away. Stand in it. Be strong.
Beautiful.
So that's what I have. And you know what, Vivian? It's always a party with spirit. And Vivian, thank you for being my co-host on this show. I'm
thank
going
you.
To miss you, lady. And I love you so much. And just as we miss Fiona, right?
Yes,
but,
yes.
Hopefully we'll see you back in the fall, right, on your own show.
Yes,
so that's
for
that's
sure.
Wonderful.
And thank you so much, and love being with all you guys, all you listeners, and we'll see you in the fall. And remember to smile. The smile can change the world.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Talk to you next Tuesday.
Have a great summer.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
Bye, you. You too.
Bye, Rose.